Appendix C, Desired Effects and Target Categories. Throughout the manual, creating the desired effects has been highlighted as an essential part of meeting the commander's intent. Commanders' guidance should include the task that they want to conduct and the outcome intended by the specific action. Weaponeering is the process of determining the specific means required to create a desired effect on a given target. The targeting team may develop these effects through planning or the use of the Joint Munitions Effectiveness Manual Weaponeering Software, referred to as JWS, for specific lethal engagements. Both lethal and non-lethal capabilities are considered. Section 1, Desired Effects. Desired effects should be created with the outcome in mind. The outcome must be perceivable, providing the targeting team the ability to measure created effects. A desired effect represents a condition for achieving an associated objective, while an undesired effect could inhibit progress toward the same objective. Effects of fires can only be properly assessed by an observer, sensor, or analyst. It is important that the assessment of desired effects is tasked for collection to a capable asset. Each asset must understand the desired effects to include when and for how long they are required. Section 2, Target Categories. The target categories represent target groupings based on their battlefield functions, not on the associated equipment. The categories, also known as target sets, cover all the major battlefield functions of the threat. The categories are as follows. C2 targets are command, control, and communication centers that affect maneuver or combined arms. Fire support category covers the entire threat fire support system to include counter-battery radars. Maneuver targets are combat arms tactical subunits in various postures. Air defense artillery refers to air defense system targets including missile unit headquarters and processing centers, radar sites, and short-range air defense platoons. Engineer denotes engineer targets, including crossing sites, snorkeling sites, and movement support elements. Reconnaissance and surveillance assets include ground surveillance radars, reconnaissance patrols, and airborne sensor systems. SEMA category is radio-electronic combat, known as offensive EW. Because of the nature of the peer, near-peer system, some dedicated collection target acquisition assets are listed in this category instead of under reconnaissance and surveillance. Information refers to the personnel and the development and production capabilities, both mobile and fixed, a threat employs to influence targeted individuals and groups or gain decision dominance. May include functions such as print facilities or access points for internet-based activities. Seaburn targets include all aspects of enemy seaburn programs. Sustainment. Class 3 petroleum, oil, and lubricants, referred to as POL support, and includes transport and pipeline units and POL points. The Class 5 ammo category covers the ammunition support targets. Class 9 maintenance covers maintenance and repair capabilities. LIFT refers to general transport units in the threat. Line of communication, referred to as LOC, represents means for which people traverse terrain for deployment, maneuver, redeployment, or sustainment, and transmit or share information.